This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Tuesday, March 26, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. A semiconductor chip maker is planning to invest $4 billion to establish an advanced chip packaging facility in West Lafayette, according to a report Tuesday from the Wall Street Journal. The publication cited sources familiar with the project that said that the SK Hynix facility will create between 800 and 1,000 jobs. Additional details on the project were not provided. Purdue University and Indiana Economic Development Corporation previously announced a, quote, special economic development announcement that is set to take place April 3rd on the West Lafayette campus, though it is not clear if it is related to the SK Hynix project. The Evansville Regional Economic Partnership and the Tri-State Manufacturers Alliance presented the Evansville Regional Strategic Manufacturing Roadmap Report, which analyzed the state of regional manufacturing and provided strategic recommendations to advance the southwestern Indiana sector. Tyler Stock, Executive Director of Talent EVV at EREP, said the roadmap's objective is to combine assets already in the Evansville region with best practices of other manufacturing-intensive regions to help solidify future economic vitality.
The state of manufacturing is strong. The sector is growing. It's outpacing state and national averages from an economic standpoint. I would say from the technology adoption standpoint, it's doing well, but there's room for improvement, right? That was the point of the roadmap, is how do we take a region that is very intensive around manufacturing and bring them into the future?
Anticipated impacts from the roadmap's execution include better paying jobs with higher growth potential, the strength to weather economic challenges, and the inspiration of future generations to reach their full capabilities. Demolition is underway on a pair of structures at downtown Indianapolis's Pan Am Plaza as crews make way for a $250 million expansion of the Indiana Convention Center and construction of a 40-story, 800-room Signia by Hilton Hotel. The structures are expected to be fully raised within the next few weeks, according to representatives with the Capital Improvement Board of Marion County, which operates the Convention Center, and AECOM Hunt, the construction manager for the project. The structures and public spaces being raised from the site include the former pavilion at Pan Am Event Center and the Pan American Plaza, making way for vertical construction later this spring. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
A member of the Indiana National Guard was honored earlier this month during a ceremony celebrating his promotion to Brigadier General. Brigadier General Larry Munich of Louisville, Kentucky, received his one-star rank from his wife and children during a March 15th ceremony at Indiana National Guard headquarters near downtown Indianapolis. Munich will join the Adjutant General's team as Assistant Adjutant General. At a South Bend political rally on Saturday, Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita accused public health entities across the state of submitting faulty and unsound data when it came to COVID-19's death toll and positivity rate. IIB's Alex Brown has more.
The Saturday event coincided with the four-year anniversary of COVID-19 lockdowns. On Monday, Rokita published a 29-page analysis of COVID-19 release from his office that did not appear to include independent input from data scientists, medical professionals, or name any contributing individuals or their relevant credentials other than Rokita. Governor Eric Holcomb on Monday panned the report and reaffirmed his support for the state's pandemic efforts. The document appears to largely be a follow-up and response to a 2021 WSBT interview in which Rokita questioned the Indiana Department of Health's methodology for reporting COVID-19 positivity rates. The agency did not respond to a request for comment. When asked if he thought there was any validity, Holcomb quickly said, zero. Alex Brown, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Indiana Landmarks will move into a building that was once on its list of most endangered sites and was preserved to be a performing arts venue. The not-for-profit will establish its Eastern Regional Office in the former 1906 church, now called the Reed Center in Richmond. The building and new office is located in Richmond's Star Historic District, which is currently on the endangered list. Indiana Landmarks said in a news release it hopes relocating to the neighborhood will reaffirm its investment. The Richard M. Fairbanks Foundation in Indianapolis on Tuesday launched the second phase of its College Matters initiative to boost college enrollment rates in Marion County. The second phase, known as College Matters, Reversing the Trend, will provide up to $9.7 million for up to 6 public high schools to develop their own plans to get more students into college. That funding was designed to help schools adjust to a new requirement passed this year by the Indiana General Assembly to require all high school seniors to fill out the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA. Garmon Construction President Paul Oakson is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.